LeBron, defensively, David thought this was your best defensive game of the year. Do you concur with that?
Well, it is because it's the recent one on the mind right now. And we came in with a lot of energy and effort, and we competed. And that's all you can ask for.
How tough is that coming off the road trip? A lot of times we've seen in the history, you come off that West Coast trip, the first game's tough coming back.
Well, it is. It's the toughest one. You know, I'm just trying to get acclimated back to the, you know, the Eastern time zone and things of that nature. So, but we came in and we understood, you know, how important these games are for us just to keep on, you know, going in the direction that we're going in. And, you know, it's a good test for us.
Hey, Brian, I know you're not satisfied, but considering all of you guys have gone through new faces, you taking a couple weeks off, are you all right with where this team's at right now?
Well, like we've been the last few games, you know, the last week, and we've played some really, really good basketball. You know, from the second half of the Phoenix game all the way to tonight, we played some really good basketball, and it's a good feeling for us, understanding that this is what we have, we know what we have, and, you know, you go on and you move in that direction knowing that you have to get better every day.
Coming into the year, the Bulls were supposed to be the team that would challenge you, I suppose. Does it help from a psychological standpoint for this young team to be 2-0 against them so far?
Well, and, you know, every game for us is important, no matter the opponent. You know, that Bulls team is not at full strength right now with Joe Kim out, and so he's a huge part of their team. We all know that, and we're not at full strength right now either. So, you know, and so a lot of teams are playing some extremely great basketball. So, for us, we just have to continue to work our habits, and embrace the competition, and go out and compete, and we'll be all right.
Without giving out too much, but it's guys made it known that you guys have switched up some of your defensive coverage. Is it, can you reveal some of the things that you guys are doing differently than other teams?
Well, I think for me, being out on the floor the last few games, we've competed, and sometimes the coverage hasn't always been right, but we've competed, we've helped one another, and I think the biggest thing, we're starting to contest shots. We're starting to contest every shot and not allowing teams to line up shots and just, you know, just shoot them. So, you know, it makes a difference.
Ron, can you talk about how Mozgov is filling that starting center role left by Andy, especially on the boards and on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, we need it. And, you know, we made the trade. You know, everything that he brings us is what we need and we want. And, you know, for him to go out tonight, give us 15 of 15, two blocks, and also disrupt a lot of shots up at the rim. He's going to be huge for our team. Very, 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 very skilled offensively, understands defensively, and just a smart basketball player, and it's great to have him.
Your scoring's been up since you came back. Is that just a virtue of your body feeling better, or is there some part on being back to Kyrie industry?
You know, just... it's a product of a lot of things, but I'm feeling a lot better. I'm shooting the ball extremely well right now, and that just comes from just, you know, my body just feeling good. And, you know, early in the season, like I said, I wasn't feeling to where I need to be. And, you know, so I'm feeling good right now. I'm shooting the ball well. I'm efficient, and I'm scoring the ball really well. My teammates are putting me in great positions to do that.
Other than shooting, do you feel your game is sharp overall as well?
It's getting there. My wind is a little still off, just being out 2 weeks. I've only been back, you know, this is my fourth game being back. So, you know, I think by the end of this week, you know, early next week, then, you know, I'll be pretty much, you know, where I want my wind to be.
Brian, when you won those championships in Miami, you guys can have a real so-called rim protector. But having Timofey back there, are you able to guard a little differently personally?
Well, I just think when you have someone that can protect the rim and you know he's going to be there, you know, it helps a lot. You know, he's very big and he plays big. You know, it's a lot of guys, it's big guys, they don't always play big, but, you know, that's something that he brings, and he brings an aggression, and he's physical, and we needed that.
Do you think this team can catch the Bulls?
What do you mean?
You're 4.5 back. By the end of the year, do you think you can?
We need to catch ourselves. We can't worry about another team. We catch ourselves. We got a lot of work to do. Can't worry about another team.
You talk about JR and the spacing that he brings to the offense with his ability to knock down the threes, and what that does for you and Kyrie and everybody.
He's instant. It's not that many guys in our league like him. You know, you put him in any role, and he's going to give you the same every night. He's going to space the floor. He's going to shoot the ball extremely well. And what I loved about tonight, he's very efficient. He's been efficient since he came to us. And, you know, we need that from him. He's going to be very, very good for us.